Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie-Anne, and today I wanted to go over three tips on how to recover from physical and spiritual trials. So I have had huge, revelations, and I have been experiencing them recently, and it has totally transformed the way I recover from trials, both physically and spiritually. I've had multiple different injury type things and different spiritual trials and spiritual battles and different things that I have been going through over the last 6 months, and I have been implementing these three tips, and it has totally been different than in the past when I have tried to recover on my own terms. But these three are the ones that God has led me to for my personal life. So obviously it could be different for you because everybody is different. So I would encourage you to go to God and ask Him what is best for you to recover and how you could recover better. But I wanted to share my three tips on what has helped me, and then maybe you could try them out, see if they work for you, pray about them, see if God would lead you to try them for your own life. And I would assume that God would at least do the first two for you, but the third one could be different for everybody. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I will let you get to the episode. So recovery being this month's topic, it's actually become one of my most favorite seasons of training. And if you guys have missed like the past few episodes and blog posts, I have not been training recently. I'm actually sort of taking a break from running. It seems to be about 2 days a week right now. I just sort of needed, I feel like I need time away from that. And I know I'm going to have to start over because my fitness has definitely dropped a lot, in the sense of being able to hold any kind of running pace for any length of time longer than 2 miles. And yeah, that sort of upsets me because I had gotten so high up in my fitness. And because of everything that has happened in my life over, the last 6 months, I just kind of decided to take this, month or so to just kind of recover from all of that. And I did try to continue training or start training back up again, but I feel like I just need a time of recovery and to stay away from forcing myself to train or do anything like that. I actually decided, unless something changes or something comes up, I will probably not be running a race this fall like normal. I haven't ran a 5K yet this year. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that, but I will probably be just taking training and putting it aside for right now and focusing on some other things that are going on in my life. So all of that to say, I felt like I had mentioned before, that God seems to be lining up all of the different topics with what is actually going on in my life. I did not plan this, so I feel like God has been just allowing situations in my life to be perfect for me to actually be able to share from experience what God is doing in my own life. And so since today we are going over three tips on how to recover from physical and spiritual trials, I want to make sure I say that this has been something that I have been working on for years, and it wasn't until last year and then especially this year that everything has just sort of clicked and it is actually working now, because I feel like tip number two has just been super helpful. And before I go into that, I'll just say rest is tip number one. And this is not just a physical rest. It is a mental rest, a spiritual rest, just an overall rest, and rest on Jesus mainly, because it talks about that a ton in scripture. I put a lot of verses on the blog post, which you can go and see, but some of my favorites would be Psalm 127:2. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. And then Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then another one, which I've recently really liked, is when Jesus encouraged his disciples to go away, or like from all of the people, and to rest. And that's in Mark 6:31. And there's just so many different things that God is constantly saying throughout scripture. Like if you just put in a concordance rest, there's a ton of verses. And I have noticed that the only way to do this spiritually and mentally and emotionally is to literally just go to God and say, I can't do this anymore. I need you to help me stay focused on you. And one of the biggest things for me recently is if I seek God's face over his hands. So I know I said this before in a previous episode, but the fact of changing my perspective and seeking God's face, seeking a relationship with him and sharing my heart with him, saying this is what I would like to change, or this is what I think I need, or just things like that, rather than going to God and seeking his hands and begging him to be working in my life and all of these different things. There's something totally different about seeking the relationship with God rather than just wanting answered prayers. And that to me has been the best rest I have ever experienced. I don't think in the situation we are now with not having a house to live in, having to live in a camper because we can't find anything, I really think if I was in a different season of my life, I would have a totally different, what would you say, like a totally different reaction, and I wouldn't probably be handling it very well. And then tip number two has been huge. Ever since I was 21, I had a friend who has helped me through so much. She has prayed for me a lot, but it wasn't until recently when I started really asking people for prayer for different seasons, or not different seasons, but different circumstances, different feelings that I'm going through. And one of my friends and I are prayer partners, and with the circumstances going on, we actually haven't really been able to do it as much, but we've been asking each other for prayer requests so that we can at least pray in our own private time for each other. But just the fact of asking people for prayer, just admitting that we need help, and that people going to God for you is totally different than if you just try and pray for yourself. Or at least that's what I have noticed. And God put the body of Christ there for a reason. It's for us to like hold each other up, to build each other up, to keep each other accountable, to pray for each other and all these things. And for me, this has been huge, not just in spiritual recovery, but also in physical. I have had different injuries and different things, and people have prayed for me. And the ones that I ask for prayer for, or that I know people are praying for me about, they heal so much quicker than the ones that I just prayed myself. So I know that there is a huge power in prayer warriors, and I would definitely advise you to make sure you trust the people that you ask for prayer for, if it is a personal matter or if it's something special to you or something you don't really want getting out to the general public or to other certain people. Make sure you trust the person, that they're going to keep that confidential and they're not going to blab about it to other people. And then tip number three is huge. Like, I absolutely have loved this topic, and I will actually be posting a whole separate episode. I think the 31st of this month for this subject, because I've had so much fun with it. It has become one of my most favorite parts of training, my most favorite parts of life, because it has drawn me so much closer to Christ. It makes me stronger. It helps my perspective and just a whole bunch of different things. But a lot of times when we get injured or when we hurt ourselves, either spiritually or mentally, or if we go through a hard time, our natural instinct is to run or to fight. And the way God works is he always does what we think, or his ways are higher than ours and his thoughts are higher than ours. And he always chooses things that seem foolish to us so that we can see his power. And active recovery to me would be something that God would use, just because if people see you going through a hard time and you are still persisting in prayer and you're still loving and serving others and you're still moving forward, and especially if it's with joy and you're like in embracing the season you're in as something to draw you closer to Christ, you don't just come out of that physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually stronger. You also are setting a testimony before others that not doing anything is going to harm you and draw you farther away from Christ. It's going to draw you farther away from others, and it's going to weaken you because your body is trying to recover. And in that recovery time, you're losing strength and just a bunch of different things. But active recovery is anything that keeps you moving. So spiritually, it would be just serving others, prayer, prayer, and prayer, for if it's physical or spiritual. Just prayer is like a huge active recovery tip or tactic I use. And it also keeps your circulation moving, helps your body recover quicker and more effectively. And then by the time you're done recovering, you're not going to have lost as much strength or fitness than if you had just sat and, I don't know, let your body recover in its own way. And if you're also recovering spiritually, walking or doing strength training, or sometimes for some people, even running or biking, it boosts your mood and gives you a chance to spend undistracted time in prayer with God. So spiritual recovery can also include some kind of physical movement, which will really help you. And during the season that I have been in, prayer has been huge. And it's like just caused me to realize how life really should be, and it's just to be absorbed in prayer and to be constantly communicating with the Creator, I don't know, there's just something about it. But I wanted to quickly go over those because I will be covering them in future episodes. So those are the three tips that have helped me, and I will be sharing a testimony or two testimonies in one of the upcoming episodes for this month on active recovery, both physically and spiritually. So stay around for that. And I did want to mention before I leave, if you have not checked it out, the free PDF download or ebook, whatever you want to call it, I'm more of a simple person, so I haven't like really published the book, so it's kind of just a PDF. But it's called The Simplicity of Christianity, and it is what has changed my life in realizing that the Christian life does not have to be as challenging as a lot of people make it out to be. But it also, and there's different ways of challenging it. So like if we twist anything that God has set up, it's going to make life more challenging than it really should be. And like I said, there's a ton of verses on rest And resting in Christ is one of the greatest things you can do. And that's sort of what I cover in this PDF. And it's on how to change your life from an I have to Christianity to I get to. And it gives like 7 different steps on, or not steps, but like sections on what we can do while we are resting in Christ to really embrace like abundant life that Jesus really came to give us. So it talks about like mentors and accountability partners and our purpose in life, on recovery, on strength training, just different things from the perspective of a runner, obviously. And I had so much fun writing this. It was based off of one of my most favorite training blocks that I went through. It was the first time I ever had a coach, the first time I ever had a running buddy. And it was just, it was a whole new different experience. And it was just, it was a blast. That's the only I can say about it. So I will leave the link below if you want to check that PDF out. It is free. I wanted to get it out to people and figured there was no point in charging for it since it was just too fun to not share. So I will end this episode in saying thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.